chest and regret not putting on a jacket. Regret that I didn't feel like standing in line for an hour before and after the concert for my jacket. And regret coming here with Kevin, because Lisa broke her arm and was afraid it would break again if she got pushed in the crowd. Lisa, I need to call her to get me out of here. I frantically dig through my pants pockets for my cell phone, but it's no use. It's in my jacket, which is now in Kevin's car. Tears run down my cheeks. I feel stupid for leaving it in the car just so that I could devote myself fully to him for the evening, seeing as he was coming to see this boy band with me. Stupid. 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 All the memories and feelings raise my pulse rate to infinity and push the hot dog from earlier up my esophagus. I stumble between two parked cars and throw up in a ditch at the edge of the parking lot. By the time I'm done crying, retching, and crying some more, I'm shaking all over. It's all too much. I'm here at the damn Universe gig, my absolute favorite band, and instead of celebrating and being happy, I got screwed over and ditched. Plus, it's cold, I'm 20 minutes from home, and in the moonlight, I spot a few stains on my chucks that leave no room for doubt. I threw up on myself. Again, the tears well up. I stagger and sink into the dirt next to one of the cars. It doesn't matter now anyway. I don't know how long I sit here before footsteps approach and a guy asks,
"Hey, are you drunk or what?"
He has to ask the question twice and shine his cell phone flashlight in my face before I realize that he means me. The bright light immediately explodes on my retina, and I hold my hand in front of my face. "Are you a cop or what?" As I mimic him, my teeth chatter against each other. Still, I want him to leave me alone. The last thing I need right now is a drunk barking at me.
"If you put even one scratch on my car, you'll see what happens when the police really get here."
I get myself up awkwardly and knock the gravel off my backside. His stupid flashlight is still blinding me. And even though he's standing a good 2 meters away from me, I can smell the alcohol all the way over here. So I say into the bright light, "Let them give you a breathalyzer test while they're here." "Joe, leave her alone. I'm driving." A female voice sounds from somewhere in the darkness. Then keys jingle and the flashlight goes out. This time, the darkness explodes on my retinas, and a little later, the two of them back out of the parking space. Before they disappear completely, they honk the horn, and I'm sure it wasn't the girl. It was the guy leaning over the steering wheel and pressing the horn. Meanwhile, the parking lot is now almost empty. Here and there, a car is parked on the gravel, but they're all dark and abandoned. At the very back, a hazard warning light pulses in the night, underpinning the eerie silence. A new, colder night breeze creeps under my skin. Again, I wrap my arms around my chest, and then I set off for home. I have no other choice. With each step, I realize that I could have asked them to take me with them, at least a little bit of the way. After all, it takes a good 20 minutes to drive out here by car. On foot, I'm sure I'll be on the road for a couple of hours, and even more sure I'll freeze to death before I ever get home. Although, it probably wasn't just him who was drunk, but both of them. What were my options? Getting a lift from a drunk or walking alone in the cold at night in a t-shirt? Neither is a good idea, although the drunk driver option is looking more and more attractive. I can't feel my toes anymore. For a good mile, I put up a brave fight. My thoughts are finally quiet, and the moon lights my way. As I approach the woods, however, it gets darker and darker until it is really gloomy. A glance at the sky confirms my fear. Clouds are now pushing their way across the moon. The little clouds of my breath are appearing faster and faster, and I really need to calm down. Under no circumstances should I get worked up or allow the thought that's getting louder and louder to take control. What if someone is hiding behind the trees, just waiting for me to pass by?